Hey, are you a high achiever who struggles with perfectionism? Do you get stuck in the cycle of overthinking? Do you do everything for everyone else because you think otherwise it won't get done? Do you feel like you should come with a disclaimer? Hi, I'm anxious. Hey, I'm Katie. Full disclosure, I'm not a therapist, doctor, or mental health professional. I'm just a career mama who also struggles with anxiety. For me, anxiety reared its head at the most inconvenient times, when I wanted to be present with my family, at those high-pressure business meetings, when I was laying in bed awake at night worrying instead of sleeping. I just wanted to relax and be able to have fun, and I know that you do too. What if you found tools to manage your anxiety? What if you knew how to enjoy life even though you are anxious? Look, it's time to put down that third cup of coffee and swap it for some lemon water. We're going to get control over anxiety so it can stop controlling you. Let's go, girl. Dear sweet anxious high achiever, welcome to the High I'm Anxious podcast. Thank you for joining me today. I know that your time is precious, and the fact that you're choosing to spend a little bit of me means so much to me. I can't even tell you. You're the reason I'm here. So thank you for coming. Today, as we near the holiday season, right now it's at the time of this recording, it's just about Easter time, but really, I think you could listen to this any time of year and as an anxious high achiever, be thinking ahead to the next holiday. I think that holidays can be a time of anxiety for people, and if you're someone prone to anxiety and wanting things to be done and done well, anxieties might really pop up for you and steal joy from what should be otherwise a happy celebratory time. Doesn't even matter which holiday it is. I think that they're a time where you can spend time with family and friends, have time to slow down, time to celebrate the little things in life. So I want to talk today about some ways that you can think about how your anxiety might get the best of you at holidays, and maybe do that in advance of the holiday so that you can better prepare yourself to head those things off and instead enjoy your holiday rather than spending it stressing about the details, worrying about the social pressures, etc. So I would encourage you to sit down, maybe take a pen and paper, and think about what specific anxiety triggers there might be for you around the upcoming holiday, whether that might be social anxieties, maybe family dynamics going on, or maybe you don't have that many people who spend holidays with you, so you have a little bit of anxiety about that too, which is also a social anxiety, or perhaps some perfectionism or financial worries around gift giving if it's a holiday where there might be gifts expected, or perhaps anxieties around being a hostess or traveling. You might feel pressure as a perfectionist and high achiever to create the perfect experience for yourself or others. And then I also want you to think about how just the simple disruption in your routine might be anxiety producing for you. I think that that's another area that we as anxious high achievers can struggle with. It's important to have routines in your life, but sometimes the disruption of them or lack of them can cause additional anxiety or stress. So think about those different areas and where there might be triggers for you that you can anticipate in advance and also do something with. So among those, I just want to provide a couple of specific examples of things that you could do to manage them. Let's say that you worry about family dynamics when it comes to gatherings, and perhaps it's because you don't have appropriate boundaries with your family. So maybe you want to think about what you could do in advance to set those boundaries up. For example, maybe you have a really important bedtime routine. You have little kids, and it's important for you to stay on schedule with that bedtime routine to help alleviate or eliminate or avoid extra anxieties and stress. And you have a family who tends to just stay late and keep the kids up and not notice that it's driving you crazy and you really need to get back on your routine. So think about how you could set the expectation or boundary in advance of, you know, I'd love to have everyone over for dinner, our dinner's going to be from 5 to 6 and our celebration ends at 6, or whatever you can think of to say in advance that would set the expectation that the celebration's going to end at a specific time, and at that time, essentially, it's expected that your guests leave. You can find a really nice way to say it, but you see where I'm going with that example. Or maybe when it comes to gift giving, like I mentioned earlier, and you've got a little bit of perfectionistic tendencies or financial worries around that, plan for that in advance and think about what you can do to head that off. Maybe you could do something a little bit different this year and give the gift of an experience. Maybe everybody goes ice skating together on a day before the holiday, and that is your gift experience. And it's maybe something that also fits into your financial plans a little better than just giving a piece of junk that will sit around in somebody's house that you spend a lot of money on and just doesn't provide joy and adds to the stress. Or, you know, I mentioned traveling as an example earlier. Think about what you can do in advance to make your travel experience really pleasurable and not pressure added for you, which can include planning in advance, not to the point of adding to your anxiety, but to the point where you've thought things out well enough and maybe have had an opportunity to, for example, look for good deals or find a hotel that's really close to the place where you want to be spending your time in whatever destination. And then finally, I want to talk about that loss of routine. I think that sometimes that can cause anxiety in a number of ways, including the feeling of just loss of control, and not to mention a disruption of healthy habits. I mentioned bedtime routine and sleep with little kids earlier. That's not only important for little kids, that's important for everybody. So plan ahead for what you can do to maintain your routine to an extent that's healthy. Maybe you spend a weekend at a family member's house and one night you stay up late playing games with the family, but the other nights you maintain a pretty typical bedtime schedule, keeping your normal lights out time as close as possible, just so that you can keep those healthy habits and that sense of control to help alleviate and overcome your anxiety. I hope that these tips were helpful for you, especially as we come up on the Easter holiday, but keep that in mind year round. You know, there's 4th of July this summer, whatever holidays that you celebrate in your family, wherever it is that you live. I hope that these tips will provide you some anxiety relief as you put them into place in advance of the upcoming holiday for you. That's all I have for you today, sweet friends. If you haven't already joined my free Facebook group, the link to join is in the show notes. It is a community full of wonderful, encouraging, high-achieving women just like you who also struggle with anxiety. We hope that you'll join us. I can't wait to see you there, and I also can't wait to talk to you next week. Take care. Hey friend, thanks for being here. Did today's episode help you feel more in control of your anxiety? Did it inspire you to rest or relax? Or maybe it challenged you to really look at why anxiety is a part of your life? If so, I'd love to hear from you. If you would take 30 seconds, pause this episode, scroll down in Apple Podcasts, and leave me a review, I would be so grateful. See you next week. Disclaimer, I am not a medical professional and this podcast is not providing therapy or medical treatment. Contents of the podcast are for informational purposes only and are not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult your healthcare provider with your health questions and concerns.